Netanyahu is a wanted man this morning. The International Criminal Court has just issued an arrest warrant for crimes against humanity and war crimes related to the war in Gaza. Another's been issued for Netanyahu's former defense minister, Yoav Gallant. The BBC's Anna Holligan is at The Hague.
It's more than just writing. These arrest warrants will have an impact because, of course, every member of the ICC, more than 100 countries, are now obliged to arrest both of these individuals, Benjamin Netanyahu, Yoav Gallant, if they set foot on their territory.
We're dealing with the deadly aftermath of a bomb cyclone in the Seattle area.
I just had a tree hit my house. It may have fallen on my wife.
That man in Bellevue, Washington, where hurricane-force winds uprooted trees, tore down power lines, knocked out electricity to hundreds of thousands. Correspondent Carter Evans is in Renton.
Across the Seattle area, the bomb cyclone did overwhelming damage to some neighborhoods, and the historic storm brought gusts over 50 miles per hour.
I'm just gonna imagine I'm in a nightmare.
In Bonnie Lake, this woman says she heard the crashing sound of a tree fall onto her house. Now it's unlivable.
We're not gonna have a place to live for a while.
An atmospheric river still pounding Northern California with heavy rain, wind, and snow. The Monterey, California Police Department has released a 22-page report with graphic details of a sexual assault allegation against Fox's Pete Hegseth, President-elect Trump's choice for defense secretary. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The accuser, referenced as Jane Doe, reported feeling like she'd been drugged and recalls saying no a lot while in a hotel room with Hegseth, where she says he prevented her from leaving.
The House Ethics Committee has decided not to release its report for now on allegations of sexual assault involving Matt Gaetz, Mr. Trump's pick for attorney general. Gaetz told reporters in Washington,
I'll be honest with you, I've been focused on what we got to do to reform the Department of Justice. I've been meeting with senators. I haven't been paying much attention to that.
The Justice Department has formally asked a federal judge to force Google to sell its popular Chrome browser. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Their proposal to break up Google follows a judge's ruling in August that the company has maintained an abusive monopoly in online search over the past decade. Lee Heppner is with the American Economic Liberties Project.
The Justice Department is now saying, here's how we think we need to remedy this problem now that they've been found liable in court.
The regulators also want Google to prevent its Android smartphone software from favoring its search engine.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Winter weather and wind advisories are in effect today. Expected snow totals range from 2 to 4 inches. Rain follows. Wind gusts could reach up to 45 miles an hour later. The latest on the weather coming up in the forecast. Polling places in Racine County will remain open until 8 tonight. It's for a primary election to fill the county executive position. The top two vote-getters go on to the final election on December 19th. Some polling places have changed. Check out myvote.wi.gov if you're not sure. Wisconsin Assembly Democrats have voted to retain Greta Neubauer as their Assembly Minority Leader. That's a position she's held since 2021. Meanwhile, Republicans have re-elected Racine Representative Robin Voss as Assembly Speaker. And Racine St. Catharines aims for a state title tonight as they compete in a WIAA state championship game. The contest against Baldwin Woodville will be live on WRJN. Coverage starts at 6:30 live from Camp Randall in Madison. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A big win for Badgers volleyball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team, ranked 6th in the nation, beat their rivals, number 16th ranked Minnesota, last night in Madison. It took 5 sets, losing the second and third, but coming back to win the final two. They're on the road Saturday night against Nebraska. NBA, the Bucks with a 122-106 win over the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks almost let it slip away in the third quarter. Doc Rivers.
You can't give teams hope, and they have a history. The Bulls this season all year, they keep coming back, and then I thought the fourth quarter was another defensive masterpiece, you know, and we got to keep doing that.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. Rookie defensive back Javon Bullard. I'm facing players like tight end George Kittle or running back Christian McCaffrey.
When you look at those guys and before you got to the league, it's like, damn, when you get to the league, man, all that go out the window. I ain't going to lie to you, but as a competitor, you looking forward to those matchups, man. You looking forward to playing against those guys and competing with those guys for sure.
That's the Packers' Javon Bullard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some snow this morning that will eventually change over to rain later this morning into this afternoon, but we could get an inch or two by the time that happens. It's also going to be windy today with highs in the low 40s. The wind north gusting to 35 to 40 through the day. Tonight, 39. Tomorrow, cloudy, 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
So I won one of them big stuffed animals one time at the fair, which I hated because I carried around the whole time. And I win something, and the guy goes, what do you want? And I said, well, give me that goofy-looking minion right there, that little minion. He says, what? I said, that goofy-looking minion with the purple hat right there. He goes, that's the manager. You ever ride the rides at the fair? They scare the heck out of me. My little boy's, Daddy, can we ride the roller coaster? Yeah, we ain't riding the roller. You do realize, son, they put that up in an hour in a parking lot. Probably got a bunch of parts left over on that daggone thing. Remember last Christmas when I got you that bicycle and put it together in 50 minutes and you got on it, the wheels fell off? Remember that whole day right there? That's going to happen to you on that roller coaster right there.
Dick Persefa with me right now. We've got a state championship game tonight at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. A local team, St. Cats, in the state finals. Talk about it, Dick.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, talk about the game for tonight.
Well, you've got two very good teams. They both won their conferences. Baldwin, Woodfield. It's located halfway between Menominee and Hudson, or halfway between Eau Claire and the Twin Cities. So they have a longer trip to make to get to Camp Randall than the St. Catharines Angels, who will come in undefeated, winning their conference. So both teams, very well respected. My concern with the Blackhawks from Baldwin is that for the whole playoff series, they're averaging over 40 points a game. They can score a lot of points. But I'm still confident that the Angels can come out with a victory. And the last time I covered St. Catharines up at Camp Randall was in 2018 when they won the state title. So I'm assuming they can do it again tonight.
So big celebration tonight. What the if they win, it'll be a big, huge celebration. It's a big celebration when you're in the state tournament, period, the end. So tonight's game starts at what time on the radio? We have a pregame at what time?
6:30 and kickoff at 7 p.m.
Now, do you know what the weather's going to be like at Camp Randall tonight?
It should be just cloudy and very cold by then. The wind will be down, so it'll be typical football weather tonight. This should have all moved through, and actually they're only forecasted to get 1 to 2 inches of snow today. So they're not getting it as bad as we're getting it here.
So it's not going to be like the classic ice bowl up in Green Bay.
No, not at all.
I was in Green Bay once for a football game. It was so cold, and this is before they had the walkways where you get the concessions before they were, warmed up. I went to the men's room to get warmed up. It was like 10 degrees. Actually, it was lower than 10 degrees. I think it was between around zero. It was so cold. I couldn't sit in the seat. I was just freezing. I had those little pads in my gloves, little warming pads they have. It didn't help. It was just so cold out there. I mean, there was no way to get away from the cold. So should be a good game tonight, and I'm sure it's going to be a hot time in Camp Randall Stadium tonight. So this is the end of the football season for the Racine teams, and we were lucky to have at least one team left.
Yeah, this is it. This is it tonight, and then basketball opens next Tuesday night.
Indoors.
Indoors.
Yeah. I used to play in a basketball league. I guess when I was in high school, it was an outdoor basketball league. And we played outdoors at parks and everything. And I said, well, it's going to rain. They said, well, we could play in the rain. No, we can't. I don't want to play in the rain. Anyway, so we're looking for a good game tonight. It's St. Cats against, I want to get all the information here. It's St. Cats against Baldwin Woodville. And you say they're a little further up north.
Yeah, very.
Now, if you can't, if you're out of town, if you know someone out of town and they want to hear the game tonight, you can listen streaming live at dgsports.mixlr.com. That's dgsports.mixlr.com. And you can hear the game. So if you have a grandma's out in Arizona, or you got somebody living in Idaho or somebody in Texas or Guam, and they want to hear the game, they can hear it tonight streaming there. Or you can stream the game on WRJN.com as well. But Dick Graceffa did a great job this entire season. The big wrap-up tonight with St. Cats against, and I keep remaining, Baldwin-Woodville. And so it should be a good game. Again, pregame starts at
6:30 with kickoff at 7 p.m. It's the last game of the day.
Okay, you drive carefully out there, okay? Because the roads are kind of snowy. Just drive carefully.
I will.
All right, Dick. Thanks a lot, my friend. We'll listen tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye now. Dick Graceffa doing the game play-by-play tonight. St. Cats in the state finals. Wow. Big state tournament tonight. It's 8:11, local news and timeless hits. We have rain. Actually, it's supposed to be rain mixing with snow. I just see snow out there right now. Snow falling. It's very slippery. Be careful driving. 1 to 3 inches expected with a high near 43, so it should be melting.
And goodness, I'm a mountain.
To Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Drive carefully. It's 8:14 and it's snowing in Racine. First snow of the season. We're expecting 1 to 3 inches. Just drive carefully. Looking for a high of 43 degrees today, so it should be melting later on. Right now, turn. Here are the birds.
Everything turn.
everything.
Turn 817, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. An ice skating rink in England is in the news after a worker lost his phone and had to borrow his daughter's pink iPhone for the day. And he lost hers too, or technically he knows where it is, he just can't get to it. You see, they were setting up the ice skating rink for the holidays and he didn't realize that he dropped it and it got frozen into the ice. Now, they can't get to it without redoing the whole surface, so it's stuck in the ice for at least 2 months. He had to get his daughter a new phone, and you know, because he dropped that one in the ice. So the good news is, it's been great for business. It's a local tourist attraction. I saw the picture, and there it is, a pink phone encased in the ice, and people can skate all over it. It's there for the next 2 months till they defrost it and take it down. Hey, you know what it's time for? It's 8:18. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Variety reports Anne Hathaway has signed on to the new thriller, Verity. The film is based on the Colleen Hoover novel of the same name. Hoover's book, It Ends With Us, was also adapted for the big screen. Hathaway plays an author injured in a car accident, preventing her from finishing her novel. A ghostwriter is hired and uncovers family secrets. In breaking radiant skin news, Selma Hayek has the secret to ageless skin. You might think it was just because she has gobs of money, but no. Yahoo Entertainment reports that the 58-year-old actress swears by a new product that contains bark from a Mexican tree that regenerates the skin. Even better, thanks to Hayek, you don't have to find the tree and scrape the bark off yourself. Hayek found a way to put the tree bark in cream form, and she's selling it for just $10. That's a deal. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And you know who made up the Champs? Three members of the Champs were Seals and Crofts and Glenn Campbell. There you go. Well, based on that person who just cut you off in this terrible weather on the road while staring at his phone, maybe we should all do this. A study in Australia found it would make the roads safer if people had to retake their driver's test at age 50. Now, in a poll last month, a quarter of Americans said they weren't sure they could even pass a written exam if they had to take it right now. What do you think? Can you pass the test? You'd have doubts, huh? All right. Rain should be mixing with that snow today when it warms up a little bit. 1 to 3 inches possible. Drive carefully. It's very slick out there. Cloudy tonight. Lows 38. Cloudy tomorrow. Highs 47. Partly sunny Saturday with a high near 45. Cloudy on Sunday with a high near 50. think we're all doing a little California dreaming right now. Mamas and the Papas, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Could you keep a secret? The winner of a massive $1.35 billion with a B dollar lottery prize is suing the mother of his child because she couldn't keep her mouth shut. She told his family about the win, and he is apparently hoping she can keep this thing under wraps. How do you keep a win of $1.35 billion under wraps? Anyway, he's suing her because she opened her mouth and told everybody about it. I don't know how you keep that secret. It's 8:30, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's check news now. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Advisories for winter weather and strong winds are in effect today. It'll be snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches before changing to mostly rain later on. The wind advisory will continue into tonight with gusts potentially hitting 45 miles an hour. The temps will remain seasonal, but when the numbers do start to drop, the National Weather Service warnings will be different.
They're switching over to something called extreme cold. So it doesn't matter if it's 30 below zero, just the temperature, or if the wind chill is 30 below zero. Either or, they're going to issue an extreme cold warning.
Justin Lowe with the National Weather Service says we'll top out at about 43 today. We'll have the latest on the weather today coming up in the forecast. Polling places in Racine County will be open until 8 tonight. Instead of piggybacking on the general election a couple of weeks back, officials decided to hold a primary election today to fill the Racine County executive position. On the ballot is County Clerk Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos from Racine County Emergency Management, former educator Melvin Hargrove, and local businessman Ralph Malicki. The top two vote-getters today will move on to the final election December 19th. To double-check your polling places, some have changed, visit myvote.wi.gov. Racine is keeping its seats at the head of the assembly table. Wisconsin State Assembly Democrats voted to retain Greta Neubauer as the assembly minority leader this week. Neubauer has served in the state assembly since 2018 and has served as minority leader for the Democratic Party since 2021. Republicans recently re-elected Racine Representative Robin Voss as assembly speaker. The hope is for a new state title reign in Racine. Tonight, Racine St. Catharines competes for a state title in a game that will be heard here on WRJN. Live coverage of the WIAA state championship game will start at 6:30. The Angels face Baldwin Woodville from Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have some snow this morning that will eventually change over to rain later this morning into this afternoon, but we could get an inch or two by the time that happens. It's also going to be windy today with highs in the low 40s. The wind north gusting to 35 to 40 through the day. Tonight, 39. Tomorrow, cloudy, 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Recess alone was like Godspeed. You were on your own. I mean, think about it. Our favorite game, dodgeball. You were taking a large, heavy ball, and you were pummeling each other in the face as hard as you can. That's where we had to learn the Matrix. To keep from getting our teeth knocked in. The PE equipment was insane. We had merry-go-rounds. They're metal death traps. They were only fun if you would spin them 60 miles an hour. And then we would try and run and jump on them while they're moving. It's like trying to jump on the hood of a moving vehicle. But there was nowhere to land. There was already 20 friends in a nook just going around. Couldn't touch anything because it's 135 degrees in the sun. Inevitably, one friend would fall off, get trapped. Ah! Bleeding from the kneecap down. We're trying to get our teacher's attention. She's like, 20 more minutes. This is me time.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know, the average person's going to eat over 3,000 calories on Thanksgiving. It might feel like you're going to explode, but could you really? Well, it is possible to eat so much on Thanksgiving your stomach does explode. Someone asked an expert and said, the answer is yes, it can. Technically, it's possible, but very unlikely. The medical term is gastrointestinal perforation. If you eat too much food, and yes, it can happen. Wow.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Here's Wilson Pickett, Land of a Thousand Dances, right. 8:38. It's snowing. Drive carefully, all right?
Na 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 na
Morocco from the Bookends album. That's Cecilia. We're looking for some rain mixing with that snow later on today. 1 to 3 inches total accumulation possible with a high near 43, so it's going to be melting. Cloudy, lows around 38 tonight. Cloudy, highs near 47 tomorrow. For the weekend, partly sunny Saturday with a high near 45. Cloudy with a high near 50 on Sunday. Right now it's snowing. It's 31 degrees right here at Radio Park. Don't you wish we were all just surfing out there? California surfs. How do you love it? Well, we don't have that now. We got some snow falling now. Drive carefully. 1 to 3 inches. It'll be mixing with rain and then disappearing when we get a high of 43 later on today. Right now, it is snowing in parts of Racine. 31 degrees at Radio Park. It's 8:46, and Vic Flick passed away. You know who Vic Flick is? I know Vic Flick because I saw him on the TV show Pawn Stars. He was pawning a guitar. And the person who came in to inspect the guitar was in awe of Vic Flick. He says, I can't believe I'm in the presence of Vic Flick. Vic Flick is famous for a lot of things, but what probably the most famous thing is, you know the James Bond theme song? That's Vic Flick. He wrote that. He did the guitar work on the original James Bond theme for Dr. No, and it was used in countless James Bond movies. He also played on the number one hits. You heard him on Peter and Gordon's A World Without Love, Petula Clark's Downtown, It's Not Unusual by Tom Jones, Ringo's theme, This Boy, for A Hard Day's Night. He collaborated with Jimmy Page, George Martin, Herman Hermits, Cliff Richard, Eric Clapton, Dusty Springfield, and Engelbert Humperdinck. Vic Flick, a legend, just passed away yesterday at the age of 87. Vic Flick, wow. See, you don't know the guy's name, but you heard his music for years and years and years. 8:47, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, a
Apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin and Nebraska square off for the Freedom Trophy. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight, all over the world. You can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean? Just the two of us and nobody else.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere the legendary historic frequency of 1400 AM. You know, one of five people have made a mistake at work that could have gotten them fired, but only 11% of those people got in trouble because 48% said their boss let it slide. But get this, 41% of people didn't get in trouble because no one found out about the mistake. I wonder how many people blamed it on someone else, though. See, that's probably something I would do. Say, I didn't do it. Cindy did it. Not me.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Tell me.
Techniques and Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie. It's a minute before 9 o'clock at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Well, according to this new survey, 45% of Americans said they want to bail on holiday gatherings this year with family and friends to take a vacation by themselves. 77% of us say we need a vacation. 27% say a vacation does not involve family. And if given the choice, more people would prefer taking a vacation over getting physical gifts to unwrap. So in other words, they don't want to come over to your house. Your family wants nothing to do with you. And they want to go on vacation by themselves instead. That's what I read into that story. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you Friday morning. We're talking movies tomorrow. We're going to find out the results of the big high school statewide championship tonight with St. Catharines and Baldwin-Woodville, which we'll have on the air beginning at 6:30 tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow with Dick Recepha. Also,